When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. As we are back from a very busy weekend, right into a very busy Monday night with a full slate of baseball. Some very significant hockey games in the Eastern Conference playoff rigs, and I mean very significant. We'll see if we get Joe up to speed with that, with what's going on in the hockey here tonight. We have the NBA play-in games are set for the playoffs. We know a couple of first-round matchups. Kick that around a little bit. We're less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. I actually saw, Joe, teams getting together for OTAs this week. Saw some of that going on as well. Mike Carver how can we forget the golf? I'll tell you who's on the list for a long time for me and Joe. Oof. Big Australian. He can be on the list for a long time after his performance on the 17th hole yesterday. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. The one, the only. Go for that two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? But we did hit, I just saw, I got money in my account. We hit the Cameron Smith, Pat Reed.
Top, yes, we did.
Top 30.
That was a great hit for us. And we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Monday night. You're absolutely right, Joe. You know, we had a couple of things. And listen, you know, Sepp Straka, Joe, played very well. I know. And look, and that's where sometimes I say to you, when you throw out one of these guys that's 200-1 or 250-1 or 300-1, I always say to you, you know, it's tough, Joe, for these guys to win, but that doesn't mean that they maybe can't finish in the top 10 or the top 20. A top 20 performance for Sepp Straka at the Masters, Joe. Remember I tried to get one of those through. I played him, like, remember one night last week during the show, I was like, give me Sepp Straka for a T20, and I put it with somebody to hit a homer, and the guy didn't hit a homer. But he finished T20, Joe. That was a great performance from Sepp Straka.
Well, that's what happens when you hit a hole-in-one in the practice round, or whatever that was.
Yeah.
the three-hole, whatever, three-hole jamboree or whatever that was.
The par three contest on Wednesday,
the par three contest. So, you had me watching the golf for a couple days. That's it. I couldn't get into it over the weekend.
Well,
I was watching Cam Smith, Cam Smith, Tiger, Johnny Skidmarks hit their skids on day four. Would he just pack it in? He must have partied.
Day four. He packed it in on day three. He packed it in.
Day three. He was partying. He made the cut, and he just said to himself, but I got no shot.
That's what I told you.
No shot.
I told you that that was going to be the problem. So, but you know what, Joe? And Cam Davis is the guy that I'm really upset with because he strung us along for the entire weekend with this top 10 bet that we had on him. And he played great. 69 Thursday, 72 on Friday, 71 Friday, 72 Thursday. So he was in the top 10 basically the entire weekend until the last two holes of the golf tournament. And he was tied for eighth, going to the 17th hole. And Joe, this guy, I could not believe it.
He double
bogeys 17.
Terrible.
And Joe, a bogey. And he finishes solo 10th. A bogey. That was it. All he needed was a bogey.
Gutless.
That was it.
Guy was gutless. Dead to me.
Bogey, actually, he would have finished T9, and we would have got a little bit of something. We wouldn't have at least not lost the bet. But, I mean, for him to double, what a gutless performance by him.
Terrible. It was horrible.
Yeah, so Cam Davis is on the list now for a little while. But Sepp played well. And listen, Scheffler burned the, you know, he does what he always does. Just it wasn't even so much that Scheffler, ran away and hid Joe. It's just that everybody else made mistakes.
And Morikawa was there for a while.
Morikawa was there for a while until he double and triple bogeyed. And then you have Homa double bogey the 12th when he put the ball in the back of the green and lost it in the shrubbery. And Aubert hit it in the water. I mean, nobody wanted to go get him. And so Scotty said, all right. Scotty said, all right, fine, I'll take it. Nobody wants to come get me, I'll go win again.
Unbelievable.
Don't blame me.
All right, I could do that.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. I did see his interview. He said he was nervous. He wasn't ready for this.
Who?
Did you see that?
Who?
Scotty.
Oh, please, nervous. He wasn't ready for this. He said nothing of the sort.
Wasn't ready for all this on Saturday, Sunday.
Sort.
He was nervous. That's it.
I move on quickly, Joe. I told you I had enough stuff with Scotty that if he won, I would be okay. And he won, so it is what it is. We did hit that Cam Smith and Patrick Reed one, which was very nice for us on the special, so good job there. We have a lot of baseball tonight, Joe, and a lot of hockey. And the golf is not completely go away, Joe. We got the RBC Heritage at Harbortown this week over in Hilton Head, South Carolina. So another elevated event with all the heavies showing up. So we're going to have some big golf to talk about this week as well. I know that excites you, Joe.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Locked and loaded, Corvin. This
could be a big week for the Irish Bear. Shane Lowry. Could be.
Oh, the Irish Bear.
Yeah, everybody loves the Irish Bear. Here's the first thing I noticed about these baseball games, Joe, and I'll do the full rundown of the board when we come back from the break. All these games are like dead under tonight, Joe. Like,
I know.
I mean, Phillies Rockies 1-1 in the sixth. Marlins Giants 3-1 in the sixth. Tigers Rangers 1-0 in the sixth. Rays Angels scoreless in the fifth. Like, Mets Pirates scoreless in the fourth, going in the fifth. Like, can we get some runs tonight? What are we doing here?
I'm thinking about jumping in on some totals at night. I'm jumping in on this White Sox total. I think they're going to explode later.
Six and a half right now, plus 104 to the over.
So, yeah, I got that. That's what I'm in. And I'm over on the Cardinal game. 7.5, I altered it up to 9.5. I'm a believer. I put it with Mookie Betts and Jorge Polanco to get a hit.
Jorge Polanco. Sometimes I wonder where you pull these out of the hat. Jorge
Why?
Polanco.
I think he's got a shot tonight.
So where'd you pull it out of the hat?
I just like the number, minus 160. It looked cheap to me. It looked good.
You're playing the numbers.
Playing the numbers. I'm just tape trading. just like back in the day. You know? Back in the day, tape trading. That's it. Just read the ticker. Ticker trading. Carver.
We're just getting going.
High low, sell high.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM 159 on a Monday night. All right, Joe. Let me give you a quick rundown of what's happening here right now. I just threw this Royal White Sox game on, too, since you're getting in the mix with the total. Scoreless through as they go to the bottom of the third in Chicago between the Royals and the White Sox. White Sox have been dreadful so far this week. Absolutely dreadful. I believe they are now, Joe. I just want to get this right. White Sox are 2-13 to start the year.
Not bad.
Not great. That would actually give them the worst record in baseball. The Marlins started 0-10, and at least they're 3-13 now. So that's one game, half game better.
Who bottom picked the Marlins?
Dead cat bounce yesterday when Ozuna hit that homer in the ninth. There was no dead cat bounce there. But they are up 3-1 in the top of the sixth against the Giants.
Right, and they won on Saturday.
Okay, well, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Braves.
They got smashed on Friday night. That was the one I really stepped up. Not good.
And then they had a lead in the ninth yesterday, and they gave up a 3-run homer. The Orioles lead the Twins 6-2. That's in the bottom of the fifth. They're actually going to the sixth now. They're in Camden Yards. That game's actually the only game that's actually got some runs being scored in it. 1-1, Rockies and Phillies. Bottom six in Philadelphia. I mean, that live total is 4.5, Joe, with 2 on the board.
What do you want to do? You want a gun for it?
I kind of do because I feel like, and Quantrill's actually pitched well for the Rockies tonight, but even when they get in that bullpen, I feel like the Phillies are going to be able to score some runs off them at some point. And you can also look at it this way, Joe. You get a 2-2 tie game, you're going to definitely get the fifth run if they can each scratch one across. So I guess there's a couple ways to look at it. I would maybe put it with something else if you want to put that over.
Put it with the golf?
We could put it with the golf, like I told you. I mean, I've already made a couple plays this morning for the RBC. So I've already started. You know what I do, Joe. Monday morning, 7 a.m. line shopping for the golf. And I already caught a good one because I got Lowry at 80, and he's already down to 45. Got Tom Kim at $110. He's down to 55. So you got to line shop early, Joe. You get the best number.
The kid's got CLV. The kid's
got CLV. I love filling that. I did it basically the entire all Sunday as Scheffler was going down the back nine. I was just filling that can of CLV I had with all the golfers for the Masters. Filling the can of CLV.
How did it help you? Did it help you?
I mean, either way, I ripped them up, right? Didn't matter. They weren't winners. No matter when you bought them.
That's tough.
But you want to get in with the best of it, right?
Yeah.
Get in with the best of it.
Got to do it.
The Rangers beat the Tigers. They are beating the Tigers 1-0 in the top of the seventh. The Rays have pushed across a run against Anaheim. It's 1-0 in the top of the sixth. The Jays lead the Yankees 3-1 in the top of the fourth. Mets and Pirates are still scoreless at Citi Field. They're in the top of the fifth. The Brewers have opened up a 3-0 lead on the Padres, bottom second in Milwaukee. We mentioned that the Royals and the White Sox are still scoreless. The Braves and the Astros just started 2 outs top of the first in Houston. Joe, that was a 10.5 I saw this afternoon for that total.
It got down to 10 about an hour ago, so it's been sitting around 10 pre-pitch. I don't like that, though. I like the Astros. I took them plus 1.5 runs at minus 105. Is that right? I think I – let me just double-check that.
Make sure you get it right, Joe.
At minus 134.
Okay. The Cubs late night games, four of them actually. Cubs are in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. Brown and Kelly. D-backs minus 158 with an 8.5. We have the Cardinals in Oakland at the dump against the A's. And the Cardinals are minus 174. The Cardinals haven't been playing well, Joe. Honestly, if there was ever a night you wanted to maybe throw a line with Oakland at plus 146, it's maybe tonight. The Reds are in Seattle against the Mariners. Frankie Montas and Kirby's Dreamland. Minus 154 for Seattle. I like the Reds tonight, Joe, plus 130.
Do you? I was thinking about taking L.A. De La Cruz for a hit tonight.
So you're going to get on my guy, De La Cruz, Ellie?
I don't know. He's the only guy I really have confidence.
That's the lowest total of the night, Joe. Flat 7.
I don't like it. I was thinking, here's what I did. I altered this. I took a shot. St. Louis and Athletic total, altered it up as high as 9.5 and 12.5. So this is what I have right now. Over 9.5, St. Louis and A's. Wilson Contreras to have two total bases. And over 6.5, KC, Chicago. Then I have over 6.5, KC and Chicago. With the over 9.5, St. Louis and the A's. Jorge Polanco and Mookie Betts to both get a hit. Then the big one. Over 12.5, Cards and A's. Cards minus the 1.5, Strohs plus the 1.5.
Strohs plus the 1.5. Okay. Last game I got for you, Joe, was Washington's in LA against the Dodgers. Heavy lumber of the night, minus 390 for LA. Ooh. Plus 310. Washington has Parker Lewis can't lose on here. 8.5 is the total in that game. I feel like the Dodgers can get that on their own, Joe.
Think so? I know, but every time I bet the Dodgers in these situations, they struggle. Like, it looks too easy to be true. Like, the over should come up, right? Ohtani could get
the... Why don't you play him to homer?
Nah, I don't want to jump on that. I'm tired of it. Tired of backing him. I'm done. Done with it.
You're done with it?
Even though I haven't backed him once. I'm done with it.
You have to start with the black, what I call it the other night? Black Cat Bounce, the other one.
I forget. Bad
I know.
Cat.
I said something silly the other night, but I don't remember now. What
we
I
gotta
said.
Get on Vlad. I want to start backing Vlad in a big way after tonight.
I gotta tell you, I gotta thank Vlad because one of those homers he hit last week was one of the ones I had tied to Scheffler on Sunday. So yeah, that was a good one.
I screwed up too this weekend with Vlad. Not only that, I screwed up with the UFL. You know how I like to bet every over.
Games this weekend?
Every game sailed through the total. If I would have just put it in a parlay, I would have crushed it.
That league's still going?
Please. Please.
I'm not kidding. Are they still playing?
Yeah, they're playing.
I got to look at this now. I got to check the scoreboard.
The scoreboard was lighting up this weekend. Lighting up.
Let's take a look.
It was like a pinball machine. It was like Jukebox Hero.
UFL. I mean, they're even listed on the ESPN app.
Yes, they UFL. Do. They have it on there.
They don't even have it here.
It's on the main site.
It's not on the main site. They don't even have it here. Let's say I actually did want to see this. They don't even have it listed. That's just awful. Mm-hmm. Where do you even go to get the scores for this league?
Go to ESPN. Type in UFL on ESPN. Oh, you'll find it.
Man, there's just no. I'm surprised that you're getting involved in this.
I'm getting involved in the baseball. I missed the golf. I got a little nibbler this weekend, and I want to extend. Got to get the mojo going for the midweek.
Okay. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Speaking of Lucky Town, Joe.
Wow, we hit it? What happened?
When I left you on Friday night, I was in agony over that. that make the cut parlay.
Yeah.
That I was so greedy that I put Vancouver to win the Pacific Division.
Right.
At the tag end of it to win that huge number.
Yeah.
And of course, what did you say to me?
Cash it out.
I didn't cash it out.
All right, so
I didn't cash it out. I did take a very small slice on Edmonton to win the division at +230.
Okay.
Small slice. I probably would have got back, maybe half of what I would have won from the big parlay. But guess what, Joe? Vancouver beat Edmonton on Saturday night. They're one point away from clinching the division.
Well, let's hope you get it. When do they play? Tomorrow night?
They play tomorrow night. Now, if Edmonton lost tonight to San Jose, I would actually get it because it's either one Vancouver point. The magic number is 1 point. So
all right.
Either
so,
1 point
so
by Vancouver or 1 point right. lost by Edmonton. And I will... Now, Edmonton's... Joe, how about this one? They're -530 against the Sharks tonight.
Oof.
The money line, Joe, is -530.
Ugh.
You want to take a shot with the Sharks at +390?
Joe,
Sharks plus a goal and a half is +150.
Can we take the over?
6.5 over +108. I mean, maybe the Oilers are going to beat them so bad they'll probably. Probably score seven goals by themselves, no?
There you go. 5-2. 5-2 final. Come on, let's do it. I'll jump in on this over. Over. I'm going to take the over.
And the Oilers-Shark game?
I remember the last time I did this.
McDavid's back for the Oilers tonight.
I know. Here we go. So every time I think it's Draisaitl, McDavid scores. So now that he's back, it'll probably still be Draisaitl, but he's the favorite. It'll probably be this Hyman tonight, too. I'm conflicted. You want to take Draisaitl for 2-6-1?
Draisaitl for 2 goals, huh?
Yeah. Come on, I'll do that with you in the over.
You want to put it with the golf?
Who? All right. Hang on. You got me in on this golf now.
It's Monday, baby. Let's put it with the golf. But how about this? How about this? From now on, when me and you do a put it with the golf, I think we got to do what we did. We do T10s and T20s. Let's keep our outrights to ourselves because we get putting it with the outrights. You don't really need to put anything with the outrights anyway. The numbers are so big. I think we had a little gas this weekend with Cam Davis and Sepp Straka. We had some guys.
Oh, what is this? An elevated event? We only have
yes. No, the big heavies are here this week.
I don't like that.
But Malnati's there. I mean, I know you love Malnati.
Where? He's not there. Am I looking at the right one?
RBC Heritage. Not the Punta Cana. This is a double event week. There's two events this week.
Well,
a couple RBC. Of your guys are here.
Let me see.
Jagerbomb's
top
here.
Top 5. Top 10. All right, here's what I'm willing to do. You ready?
Yeah.
You know I don't like these elevated events. I'm only good on the majors.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, listen.
Top 10, JT Pots and Pans.
JT Poston?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to do with him?
We can't do it. We can't parlay it.
What are you talking about?
I try to put it with the over and Draisaitl.
What is that? Is that because we tried to do 2 goals? Hold on. Let's get ourselves in order here. Now, first of all, why do you want to take JT Poston, huh?
I mean, I'm open. That's my guy. That's the one that...
Right. We need to find out why they're not letting us put this... I've been noticing that with the golf lately, Joe, that they've been restricting some things. Ooh, I don't like this at all, man. Why are they not letting you parlay the...
Could I do it with Malnati? Let me see. No, I can't do it with Malnati either.
Did they get they get hip to our game here, Joe? They're not letting us parlay stuff with the golf anymore?
You want to try one goal with Drysdale?
You can't do this to us.
Let's do one
goal. This is our whole gig here. Put it with the golf. You can't do this to us.
All right, hang on. Stay in there. Hang in there.
I'm not happy right now.
All right, hang in there. Just wait.
Is it a hockey thing?
It might be a hockey thing. They don't believe in this hockey. That's the problem.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Anytime goal score, Draisaitl. All right? And now we only put him in for one goal. Draisaitl for one goal. And you want to put him in with Malnati?
It didn't work.
Yeah.
I tried. I just tried.
So how are we supposed to do? How is this supposed
something,
to work?
Something's going on here. We're going to have to get in touch with somebody.
Could we, instead of the golf, you want to put it with a UFL over?
No. I don't even know that league exists.
Come on. Buy into mine.
There's no shot that I'm getting involved in that. No shot. I'm annoyed. Well,
what do you
here,
want
Joe?
Me to do?
Why.
You want to do it with the NFL draft? Do it with the NFL draft.
I don't have
draft.
Any NFL draft here.
Yeah, they do.
No, I'm in New York. I don't get any NFL draft.
How about starting quarterback? Take a shot on Justin Fields?
No, I can't do that here either.
Yes, you can. Justin Fields, Draisaitl for any goal over 6.5. 1692.
I'm not playing any Justin Fields nonsense. And by the way, I don't have that in New York.
This is.
I don't get that.
What are we supposed to do? Just wrap it up? Wrap it up for the next hour. We can't.
I'm gonna go on the chat and ask him why I can't parlay that.
Go on the chat.
I'm gonna go on the chat while we're on the show here. I'm gonna ask him why won't you let me parlay the golf anymore?
Want to do it? I tell you what. Forget that.
This is our whole angle.
All right. I got one better. Let's do it with Luka and Kyrie. Let's put them for the West. Come on.
All right. Yeah, I actually wanted to do that anyway. So
come on.
So what, the Draisaitl two goals?
Yeah, Draisaitl two goals, right?
Yeah.
And you want to just take, why don't we just do this? Let's do the T-Wolves to win the series.
Where did you come up with this? You just talked to me about Kyrie and Luka. Where do you get the T-Wolves from? Huh?
That was my bad. That was my bad.
All right.
That was my bad. All right, relax.
I'm annoyed about the golf right now.
Let's take the Mavericks to win the first series.
What about the West? I thought we were going to take them the West.
Well, I already have them, but that might be over quicker. So we don't have a long...
I got a better idea. How about a better
idea?
We don't
have to wait it out.
Better idea.
Good.
You ready? Let's take the Mavs. I want
to
find this
here. To
win
it all?
No. Mavs, you're gonna get mad at this. Mavs in six plus 360.
Come on!
The exact games. Let's do it in six. Mavs in six.
Stop! I'm willing to do it. Why don't we just do this? Mavs to win it all at 17-1.
Mavs. No.
All right, to win the West.
Fine. How about this one? You know I like this one, too. Oh, they don't let you parlay that. That sucks.
Mavs to win the West at 650. I got it at 13, but we're chasing at 650. Okay? No? I mean, I'm not buying you in. You're not biting. What's
not
going
biting.
On here?
I'm not biting. How about Mavs minus a game and a half at plus 132?
It's always got to be.
They got to win it in six or less.
Against
how about Mavs losing in the first round? What the hell?
Oh, look at
who
it is.
Clipper fan, Matias.
Oh,
Clipper fan.
You know what?
Clippers in six, baby. Always.
All right, Carver, I'm willing to do that.
3-0 in the playoffs against the Mavs coming up soon.
Mavs minus 1.5?
Yeah, that's it. He sold me. Let me get there. Mavs minus 1.5.
Series spread.
Series spread. All
so
spread.
Now that'll get us to plus 15-24. Draisaitl two goals, Mavs minus 1.5.
And we're at 26-10. Put it in. Put it with
how
the golf.
How are you at 26-10?
I got Draisaitl for two, over 6.5.
I'm not playing the over. No. It's always I don't need. I got. I just want the two goals. That's it. Right, there's got to be something with the golf they'll let me put this with.
Where do you see the Mavericks minus a game and a half?
You got to go to the Western Conference series, and then under Mavs and Clippers go to series spread, not alt series spread, series spread.
What's the difference?
What do you mean?
There it is. I got it. We're in.
You got it. Minus one and a half.
We're in.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. A lot going on. Let me give you a... I'm on the case with this, Joe, by the way. I'm going after people.
Oh, boy.
I'm not happy about this at all. So I'm reaching out to... I'm just trying to... I'm reaching out to support.
Really?
Why can't I parlay the golf proactive. Anymore? I like parlaying the golf. This is the whole deal. Put it with the golf.
Right, but
I want to take a guy to hit a homer and a top 10 in the golf. Why can't I put it together? I've been doing it for years. Why all of a sudden am I locked out of that?
Let me just say this. If it wasn't the golf, you wouldn't be up in arms about it.
No, you're 100% right. I only know this is the golf.
Right. Well, the golf, maybe they're getting smashed. Maybe they
if that was the case, then why can't you do it? And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying you don't ever play the golf like I do. Why would they turn me off and not you as well?
What you asked them?
I just did. Hopefully we get an answer. All right, there are significant games in hockey tonight, Joe. There's only a couple nights left in the regular season. And we got the NBA playoffs all set up. Me and Joe will do that at the top of the next hour because we're going to have play-in games on Tuesday night. And LeBron and Zion and Steph and everybody, we're going to be involved in all that. But for the hockey, Joe, Eastern Conference playoff race, a lot to be decided tonight. The Islanders can clinch a playoff spot and the third seed, the three spot in the Metro Division. With a victory over the Devils tonight, they're up 3-1 going to the third period. Washington currently holds the last wild card spot with 87 points. They are leading the Bruins 1-0 going to the third period.
Ooh.
Detroit is tied with Washington with 87 points. But I got bad news for them, Joe. They're down 4-2 going to the third period to Montreal.
Yeah, not good.
So that could finish them off just about. You have Philly off tonight. They have 87 as well. The Penguins have 86. And they have a 3-1 lead over Nashville.
All right.
In late in the second period. Another run for Kansas City, Joe. They're up 2-0 here, top of the fifth, and they still have guys on base.
No.
So we'll see if they can get some more around. Also, for that first seed in the East and the Metro, the Rangers lead Ottawa 1-0. If they get any kind of point tonight, Joe, I believe. Actually, no, they need 2 points to clinch it. Or else they leave the door open for Carolina tomorrow night to potentially steal the division. Which I wouldn't mind, because then you would get an Islander-Ranger first-round matchup, which would be a lot of fun. We haven't had that in 30 years. So that would be fun, but I don't think if the Rangers win tonight, you don't get that. There will not be a maybe second round, but not first round for Islanders Rangers.
Very difficult.
Very difficult indeed. Now, we already go to the late-night games, which are San Jose and Edmonton. And Minnesota and Los Angeles is also a late night, Joe, for the hockey here with you tonight. They just locked the Ranger game. Hopefully Ottawa scored.
They need this Royal game to open up here.
Well, they just got one in, and they go to the top of the order here. Two on and two out. You're looking for this guy, Garcia, to bust this game open. Bust it
nice
open.
Nice double,
Joe.
Double. Double at home.
Double in the gap would do it.
Come
that's
on,
for sure.
Garcia. 3-1. All right, my base is low.
Before I get to anything else, and Well, it seems like Matias had a monster night on Saturday.
Talk about Diego Lopez. Oh, he killed it. The kid killed it.
He was all over about everything.
Time. About time we're back. Let's go.
Wow. About time.
Yeah. Diego Lopez, big victory, big win. How about the How about Holloway, that knockout, huh?
That was something else.
Caught him with an overhand right.
He had the fight won, and he's like, come on out here. Let's throw hands. Let's go. Let's go.
Wow.
That's the Waianae way, baby. That's the Hawaii way. He finished the fight. You know what? Let's scrap a little bit more. You know, that's the true roots coming out of Max Holloway on Saturday night. It was great stuff. Now he holds the cards, boys.
Oh.
Now, where is he in relation to McGregor and all these other guys, like back in the heyday? Like, you know, where is he on that? Like, in regards, is he one of the best ever?
He definitely is. He's one of the best featherweights to ever live, that's for sure. Helped beat Jose Aldo twice, one of the longest lasting champions, you know, at featherweight. Had that great win streak trying to catch Anderson Silva before he lost to Dustin Poirier. I think he fell two fights short from 17 straight victories in the UFC. And now he is the BMF champ. And it looks like he gets the Topuria fight back at featherweight for the championship belt. Or he might even be able to fight Islam if he's patient after he beats Poirier, in my opinion. So lots of opportunities there for Max.
Mm. Mm. Lots of, and I told you that Kayla Harrison was going to rip that Holly Holm in half.
Yeah, you did. You were right. She smashed him. Submission.
Smashed. Didn't even have a chance.
What about the guy that I thought would win by knockout at 22-1? The guy that was a 10-60 dog. Burnridge?
He got smoked. He got smoked in the office, and Bo Nickel had a bad day in the office, and he still won by a lot.
Wow, Bo Nickel.
Bo Nickel.
Your boy.
I saw the other guy. What was the one where they were battling, and it looked like an illegal strike, and the ref was coming in, and the guy told him, don't worry about it, I'll take care of business. He hit him with a left hook and then smashed him.
That was Pereira. That was the main event when he knocked out Jamal Hill, which is crazy because That line was so messed up. Pereira closes like a minus 140 favorite, right before the fight started. And that, you know, the line was so messed up because he should have been minus 250, minus 300. You know, it was insane. He was that much better of a striker than Jamal Hill. It was only a matter of time.
So wait a second.
That was fantastic.
What was the main event? I thought the main event was Holloway.
No, he was actually the second fight. He was the second fight of the main card.
Is everybody, like, I know we knocked him out with no time left, and it was a devastating knockout, but if it wasn't the main event, why are they making more about Holloway than the win over Hill just now?
Because nobody knows who the guys in the main event are, aside from Matias. Nobody's ever heard of him.
Got it. Okay.
That's my take. I'm sure I might.
That might bother
the U.S. Holloway's more of a known name. Max Holloway's a known name. So is the guy Gaethje that he fought. But those guys are more known than the guys that fought in the main event. I don't think I'm wrong saying that, Matias. I mean, that at least from my
Not at all. You're 100% right. You know, Gaethje and Max Holloway was the main event. It was a weird card because of that, in my opinion. You know, you got so high for the Max Holloway Justin Gaethje fight. It was going to be so hard to really replicate that for the next two fights, considering they were championship bouts. They were still good fights, but nowhere near, you know, the intensity and the competitive nature of Gaethje and Max Holloway. And star power. You know, just Joe asked me before the show started, it's like, you know, what's up with Gaethje? Like, how good is he? And Justin Gaethje's, you know, he's one of my favorite fighters, and he hasn't even been in the UFC for that long. Not nearly as long as Max Holloway, but his fight style is just so exciting to watch every single time that you just can't keep your eyes off of him when he's fighting. And for a guy like that to get knocked out, it's incredible. And in the fashion that he got knocked out in, it's insane. You know, we probably won't see that again for who knows how long, Joe. Hopefully we're still around, man. But it's crazy.
Ah, Joe, this guy hit this ball right to the wall.
I know.
Bobby Witt Jr. with the bases.
I know. The guy
right on the wall.
Could have been a granny. Oh. Could have been a grand slam. We need these White Sox to step up now. You believe this?
Yeah, I don't trust them.
Unbelievable.
So the Connor's going to fight now officially, right? June 29th or something like that. Yeah, that's great. That'll get people charged up.
Against Mike Chandler, that's fantastic that guy.
June 29th, Connor -122. Get serious. he's gonna get cleaned out.
You think so, Mike? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I've watched his last two or three fights. He can't. He should go. He should do what he does best now. Go count his money. And I liked watching McGregor when he was at this game. But now,
what if he wins by
what if he wins? Who's
stunning fashion?
Then that means that Chandler didn't take the fight seriously. That's
well,
what that
I'm
means.
Surprised you don't respect McGregor a little bit. I thought you'd be.
I used to like watching Conor fight. I mean, come on. You know.
Well, now he's a big star. He's going to get an Academy Award for Roadhouse.
But the problem is that he's fought twice in the last 7 years or whatever it is, and both times that he fought, he got his ass beat. So that's why it's hard for me to think that this Chandler is going to lay it down for him. I mean, the only time McGregor's won in the last 7 years is when he beat up that old man Cerrone. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right. But the thing is, I think this is a prime time matchup for Connor. You know, Chandler's a small dude, and this is the type of matchup where Connor shines in. He's always been able to do work against these types of guys, you know, these Chad Mendes types of fighters, man. I really think that McGregor's going to shine in there. I think this is a perfect fight for him.
And this guy's
really
supposed to be good, Chandler? Isn't he supposed to be good?
I like Chandler. I think he's an excellent fighter, but I think Connor's more talented and more gifted and has more weapons, and I think he could really excel with the weapons that he has against a guy like Chandler. I think it's a perfect matchup for him. It really is. You know, I think there's so many ways for him to win the fight if he actually does it the right way, and I think he's going to do it the right way. You know, I think he wants to have that star power back. You know what I mean? It's not right. He's still a star, but if he gets a win versus Chandler, he's right back in the spotlight, right where Conor McGregor likes to be.
Right back in the spotlight.
Right back in the spotlight.
It's where he likes to be. I've not been in Roadhouse. I got to watch that whole movie, The Roadhouse. Mike Trout, 2-run homer for the Angels as they now take a 2-1 lead on the Rays. And they're still looking to add on here in the top of the eighth. Both of these games, what?
Said all these games opened up.
Not opened up, but
7-2
opened up
Baltimore.
Strong.
Baltimore. You like that? Baltimore 7-4, 4-3 Giants. That was 3-1 Marlins. Giants exploded.
Man, the Marlins
stink. Bases loaded now for the Mets. They're down 3-1. I mean, bases loaded. Here we go. Bases loaded for the Padres. They're down 3-1. All of a sudden, these totals, 10.5, 8.5, 9.5.
Him.
I saw a shirt. I think I'm going to get it. I'm him.
You should get that, Joe.
I'm him.
Get the
I forget
I'm
where
him
I
shirt.
Saw it. I saw I'm it on him. Instagram, I think.
Carver, NBC Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Still 3-1 Blue Jays over the Yankees in the seventh as the Basset Hound is still going for the Blue Jays here. He's pitched well against the Yankees tonight. Still 1-1 in the ninth now between the Phillies and Rockies.
Mm.
The Angels have extended in Tampa. Extend. 5-1. 5-1 there. Pirates lead the Mets 3-2.
Yeah.
Braves lead the Astros 2-1.
Yeah, stick a fork in me.
Meanwhile, significant hockey. Penguins now lead the Nashville Predators 3-2 going to the third. Mm. Islanders up 3-1. Caps still up 1-0. Wings down 4-2. Rangers extend to 2-0 over Ottawa. They're a period away from winning the Metro and having the top seed in the East.
Interesting.
Home ice in the Eastern Conference. For everywhere, because they're going to win the President's Trophy, too. And all of that. I found, Joe, other places that will allow me to parlay the top 10s and 20s. So that's it.
All right, so that's it.
So I'm just going to have to move on somewhere else, I guess.
All right. You have to go to a different shop. Important to shop around.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. So you don't want to let me do it, I'll go somewhere else who will.
That's it. You want to cut him off? You want to cut the faucet off?
Not let me parlay the top 10s and 20s? Well, we'll find someone who does.
That's it.
They will never end. Put it with the golf here, Joe. It will never end.
That's it. It will never end.
Put it with the golf. Continues to move on.
And it started here. Nowhere else.
Started here, and this is it right here. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.